This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Russia's deputy president, Dmitry Medvedev, and of course their president, Putin, have continued to threaten that if more missiles are moved into range of Russia, they will start attacking NATO targets. And now that there are U.S. aircraft carriers in range with hypersonic missiles, he said this isn't basically a threat. It's a promise on behalf of the Russian Air Force that we may attack you. China says they own the South China Sea. They're 1,000 miles away, literally attacking fishing boats in the Philippines.
Philippine Coast Guard divers cut an underwater cable and unmoor a 300-meter floating barrier that China placed to prevent Philippine fishing vessels from accessing the Scarborough Shoal. A gesture that underscores Manila's growing defiance of Beijing's claims to the prime fishing grounds. The tiny mid-ocean outcrop, seized by China in 2012, has become a global geopolitical flashpoint.
And attacking oil drilling platforms off the coast of Vietnam. I think Putin is out of line saying that the U.S. aircraft carriers can't be in the Mediterranean. That's a free open sea. And there's Russian nuclear submarines off our coast.
Admiral James Fogel, the commander of U.S. naval forces in Europe, is particularly concerned about this submarine, the Severodvinsk. Nuclear-powered and armed with land-attack cruise missiles with a range greater than 1,000 miles.
The Severodvinsk is a brand-new class of submarine, and it's very capable, it's very quiet. So that's the most important thing, I think, in submarine warfare.
When you say quiet, you're saying harder to detect, harder to track.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does that sub come down into the Atlantic?
Suffice it to say that the Russians have increased their presence in all bodies of water around Europe and in the Atlantic.
Pentagon officials told 60 Minutes that last summer the Severodvinsk slipped into the Atlantic Ocean and for weeks evaded all attempts to find it. In peacetime, losing a Russian sub in the Atlantic is embarrassing. In a crisis, it could be a disaster.
Think about the global infrastructure that rests on the bottom of the ocean.
You're talking about the undersea cables.
That's correct.
Those fiber optic cables carry 99.4% of the data exchanged over the internet by the U.S. and its allies and trading partners. Depending on your point of view, they are either the backbone or the Achilles heel of the world economy.
So we're going to threaten to nuke Russia because they got nuclear weapons off our coast? This needs to stop. It needs to stop right now. This is out of control. I'm not going to sit there and back any one group and then distort my research to comport with that group. I'm an American, I'm a Christian, I'm a father, I'm a patriot, and I'm pro-America. But our country's hijacked by the worst criminals the world's ever seen. China's run by a client state that's just as bad as the globalists. Russia didn't start this war. The globalists admit they started it 9 years ago, overthrowing the Ukrainian elected government. So I've been against the war. But I'm also against Russia escalating. But NATO's escalating, so that's just how this is going to work. Putin orders air patrols over the Black Sea to carry Kinzhal missiles that are anti-ship. I mean, there's the Mediterranean right there. U.S. aircraft carriers. There's the Black Sea, a few hundred miles away from each other. So this is going downhill real, real fast. The Kinzhal Dagger is a Russian nuclear-capable aeroballistic air-to-surface missile. It has a claim range of more than 2,000 kilometers, 1,200 miles. Our planes, MiG-31, armed with Kinzhal missiles. They are known to have a range of over 1,000 kilometers at speed Mach 9. So what he's saying is, we've loaded nuclear missiles on our aircraft a few hundred miles away from you, and their range is over 1,000 miles. And this is not a threat, it's a message from the Air Force to the U.S.
Traditional ballistic missiles follow a parabolic trajectory, a predictable arc that goes up and down like a ball. It means they can be detected early in flight. Hypersonic glide vehicles work differently. They exploit physics using drag and friction so they can fly in all directions like an aircraft, but at super fast speeds, making them very difficult to detect until it's too late.
You can talk about who runs the world. BlackRock, the Chi-Coms, all the different organizations and groups. Rothschilds. We have a nuclear war. How are all you Harvard scum running the country in the ground and back in China going to feel when you and your families get vaporized, you murderous trash? Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are seeing more people resign from the World Economic Forum and come out against their cashless society, against their poison shots, against their New World Order. So interspersed with your calls this hour, we've got a short video and a breakdown of a big Swiss banker, Pascal Najati, calls on Swiss authorities to arrest people behind the release of bioweapon COVID-19. In a new documentary we're going to play a clip of, he talks about how they've given diplomatic immunity to the World Economic Forum. Know your enemy. They're the ones opening our borders. They're the ones doing all of this. So the same left, allied with the Palestinians and Hamas, are the ones opening our borders. And where is the Israel lobby trying to control our borders and stop those people coming there and attacking us? At the top, folks, it's all just one big globalist group. But right now, let's go to your phone calls, the order they're received. Let's talk to Jeffrey in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Jeffrey from Sacramento. I just want to say I'm a huge fan. Been a listener since 2015. It's just amazing to get the opportunity to talk to you. I marched with you in D.C. I've been with Owen in Berkeley. So I am a fan, and I go back, and I appreciate the work that you do.
Well, God bless you, sir.
What I wanted to talk about was the fact that we have people on both sides that are advocating for the absolute destruction of one another. And so my question to you is, how do we, people in the middle, or maybe the truth seekers, who don't really have a stance in this situation, like me, I'm a white male, I have two white children, I find myself in this position of where, you know, I've been raising my children at home in a homeschool situation, and anytime I run into people, they promote this anti-white rhetoric. And if you take your kids around children that are schooled, they all hate themselves. They think that you're a bigot or whatnot. And then at the same time, you have pundits that we listen to, like Ben Shapiro and Dan Bongino and even Roger Stone, who are advocating for the destruction of the Palestinians, right? At all costs. And I don't know what to do as someone who's in the middle, you know? And so,
well, I wouldn't even say you're in the middle. I mean, think about that. They're not just teaching white kids in the schools and on the TV that they're inherently bad because of what color they are, just pure evil, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said, which I totally agreed with. Martin Luther King Jr., you judge somebody by what they stand for, what they do, what they produce, by their fruits, as Christ said. But they also teach children humans are bad for the earth, and we're killing the polar bears and all the rest of it. So this is a self-hate that all the children are being taught, and it's outrageous. And they're also teaching them to hate their gender, to believe they're really something else. So it's all about right. Self-loathing. And so the answer is confront it whenever you're confronted with it. Educate your children about what's really going on, and to not be guilty for the fact they're Christian or the fact that they're white or the fact that they're human. But when we see what they're doing, your gender's bad, it's bad to be a human, period. Kill yourself for the earth, and it's even worse to be a white person, because Western wealth and the free market system, what's left of it, is a threat to the globalist system. That's a form of corporate fascism at the top, communism at the bottom. And so I think you've answered your question. Homeschool your children, educate them about what's happening. And I would even say you're in the middle. You're above the Hegelian dialectic. You're above the larger manipulation.
Can I say one last thing, Alex? I just want to give a shout-out to GTVFlyers.com and the boys putting in work out there that are trying to waken up the people to the Defamation League. The ADL is absolutely destroying people, and more people on the right and the left need to understand that the ADL and B'nai B'rith are actually a very destructive force, and they are a homegrown terrorist group, in my honest opinion. And I'm appreciative of you bringing light to this, and I would like for you to continue to bring attention to this. And I just want to say thank you for bringing attention to this whole situation. It's wonderful to see Mike Adams mentioning the USS Liberty. It's just great to see this finally being brought to the mainstream. I mean, you're obviously not mainstream, but on terms of the alternative media, you are as big as it gets. So I just want to say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, from my family to yours. I appreciate you finally bringing this to light so we can address this issue and have a conversation with a large group of people. So thank you to you and Mike Adams and the boys, and my prayers go out to Owen Schroyer and you and your family, man. And
all right, thank you so much. Be safe out there. It's dangerous everywhere. I would just take issue with that. You say finally bringing this to light. I'm constantly hammering the dialectic. But guys, give me an overhead shot. I'm going to draw another silly, simple diagram. But if you've got the Palestinians and the Muslims over here with big academia and big media controlling them and funding them and letting them into our countries, and you've got Israel over here, and we're all supposed to pick, okay, we're for Israel, no matter what it does, lockdowns, forced injections, guinea pigging its people, giving China our secrets. And I'm not against Israel, but I'm against it, doing those things amongst others. Or I'm supposedly for the Muslims that are being coddled by the globalists and brought in here to destabilize things. So you're not in the middle of that, trying to protect yourself and your family and standing up for yourself being demonized. You're above it. So, if you look at this structure as like a pyramid, you are not in this control paradigm. If you flip it around, here's the pyramid on the surface of the desert, and you're above it. You see the whole thing. You're not down here in it with the control. And I'm not trying to say you're the Illuminati above it. I'm just trying to somehow. I mean, if there's a dialectic, if there's two different wave structures coming at each other, and they're going to clash together and create this new wave, the globalist one, how about you're just not part of that paradigm? That's what I'm trying to get to, is that that's a great call, a great question, is how do you get out of the middle? Well, you transcend it, and you educate people about what it is. So that's where we're at. Obviously, war's full of crimes and atrocities, and the Islamists do terrible, horrible things, and Israel's doing terrible, horrible things back in response. That's what war is. And you could ask who started the fight first. It goes back thousands of years. It's tribal warfare. And we don't ask ourselves in America, oh, are we Norman or are we English? From 1,000 years ago when the Normans came over, or are you British, really? Are you in the Brittany tribe? And then you have the Norman Vikings come in out of France who'd already conquered France. And I mean, now, no, you're just all British. Well, I mean, it's the same thing now. We need to transcend this and be Americans and be Christians and then work with other Christians around the world, no matter what color they are. And we found that groups that are Christian, whether they're black or Hispanic or whatever, or Asian, are extremely compatible in Western countries. But if they're not Christian, they're not compatible. And because the thing is, they're bringing with them their systems, and their systems do not live and let live. The Buddhists do. The Hindus do. They're groups that can coexist. But notice, India used to be twice as big 1,000 years ago. Kashmir, Pakistan, large area. I mean, India was huge, and now the Indians, because they're mainly Hindu, are crushed down, and the Muslims are all there as well, and are taking over. And Modi said a few years ago, I'm not putting up with this, and invaded Kashmir. And took the country back. Because they were kicking the final minority of Hindus out of the country. And Modi said, you know what? We're tired of taking it. But that's why Modi and the Indians are so pro-Israel, because they've been fighting the Muslims for over 1,000 years and getting their asses kicked. And so you notice Modi's very anti-China, because China is a big enemy of India. So China's now pro-Islam, unless you're a Uyghur in their death camps, but to destabilize things, and India is pro-Israel. So India has chosen its side because they have that ancient enemy of the Muslims who will not come in when they become a large number and let you live in peace. Just ask India. So, again, the study of geopolitics and all the angles, let's understand it. But we're being set up for a major breakdown of society with all these incompatible groups being brought in here. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
All right, I went off the whole first hour on the Hegelian dialectic, the Islamic invasion. And just because you're against the Islamic invasion doesn't mean you support everything Israel does either, and I'm sick of the debate being dumbed down to that point. But I got a lot of other news. We haven't hit the interspersed between your calls. The worst ever illegal border crossing numbers were quietly announced on Saturday morning. Get the F up. Biden strolls on the beach as America and the world goes to hell. Even 50 Cent on his Twitter account, he's usually a pretty big liberal, came out and attacked Joe Biden. I mean, everybody's sick of the establishment. Everybody's sick of the globalists. Everybody's sick of BlackRock and the rest of it. I just spent a whole segment with one caller. Great caller, but I got to get faster or we won't get to all of you. So let's go to Keating. Let's go to New York and talk to Keating. Keating, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
It seems like the idea of self-preservation is completely out the window in New York City. Everybody's so caught up in the latest Israel, Hamas situation.
Oh, you're right. It's the latest thing, like COVID and then Ukraine and global warming and now the Palestinians. It's the latest cutesy thing, which the mainstream media pushed, the hospital attack. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. You're right. It's like I don't understand the mindset of during the lockdowns. You know, I remember we couldn't go to restaurants. We couldn't do anything. I got harassed going to grocery stores without a mask. But, you know, this is their thing. It's like, we'll jump on this. And it's like, I don't understand why they're so concerned about this.
Because the left has taught that white faces are bad and the Jews have white faces. And that's what the left is, literally an anti-white cult. And quite frankly, the Israel lobby has been a big part of that, the leftist arm of it. So the ADL conjured this monster.
Yeah. And your analogies of Mad Max, of, you know, Beyond Thunderdome, New York City is becoming that. Like last night, I live in a pretty, I guess I would say, affluent neighborhood. And last night out the window, I hear, N-word, I'm going to kill you. And, you know, and it's bizarre. The city's bizarre. And we're just going deep. We're three dudes in a barrel going off.
Hey, Soros and, you know, the left 3 years ago with George Floyd, they knew the cop was innocent. They had the coroner's report. Now the prosecutors have gone public that they removed four prosecutors because they wouldn't charge him because they knew he didn't. George Floyd didn't have a bruise on his neck. He was on enough fentanyl and meth to kill four horses, literally four people. I mean, just kill a horse, I guess. I mean, the point is that, and they knew he was innocent, but they said, well, it'll hurt our careers, so let's put him in prison. And now off of that religion, they defund the police. Criminals feel like they can commit any crime they want. And it's just exploded.
Absolutely. On a personal note, I want to thank you for the warning on the vaccine. My whole family, we didn't get it. My mom, her brother, they both got AFib now. I also want to thank you for, you know, telling me how to handle the feds when they arrived at my door after J6. So I handled that, sent it to my lawyer. And finally, a couple of weeks ago, I called you. And you gave a prayer for my son. And I referred to Owen as your son by mistake. And that kind of ticked you off, but I wanted to thank you for that prayer. That meant a lot.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. I didn't take me off. Remember your call? I'm just saying he's more of a little brother than my son. Owen is his own deal. And, you know, people say, oh, why is he making such a big deal about 60 days in prison? Because the judge said it's for his speech. And if it's 60 days now, it's 10 years next. Next is death penalty. It's a big deal, folks. They put in the sentencing document, the judge said, because you are unrepentant and still say Trump won. They're saying, you're going to jail. It says it in the charging document, and it says it in the sentencing document. The judge I probably read it on air 15 times. I couldn't believe it. A Trump-appointed judge, by the way. Because they're all brown nosers, man. Almost all of them. They want. I mean, you saw those. They had to remove four prosecutors, and they demoted them. That's why they're suing. And they're all gone public now, and they're filing a lawsuit. They file a lawsuit because they all got demoted after they refused to charge the innocent cop. And again, when cops are wrong, I'm against them. When Israel blows up something that's wrong, I'll say it. But when they don't blow up the hospital, it's not true. I'm going to say it. Same thing. George Floyd died of drug overdose. And we see this whole new religion here in the United States. It's not about helping black people. It's about the left controlling black people and then getting white people when they hold up the black puppet to say, hey, the black people say bow down to this. The black people say get on board with the end of the nuclear family. That's the tenets of Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's, and then all these cities gave tens of millions of dollars apiece. Whole bunch of cities. Denver and New York and a bunch of others gave them tens of millions of dollars per city to Black Lives Matter saying, oh, we're sorry that the police ever did anything to you when you were burning buildings down. The globalists have turned the police off to destabilize the country, just like they brought in the Muslims to destabilize it. Figure it out yet? And then hold two thoughts at the same time in your head. Just because I'm not for open borders to Muslims doesn't mean I worship Israel either. But I'm also not going to hate Israel because that's a fetish. I mean, look at these headlines. There's hundreds of them. Chicago art professor who called Israelis pigs and savages issues apology after being called out for disgusting behavior. And I've got article after article. Woman in New York is the latest Jew hater caught on camera tearing down posters of innocent Israeli hostages. Yeah, an ADL employee was another one of them. So it goes on and on, folks. And so just let's not hate people. In blocks. But at the same time, you can't bring in record numbers of Muslims when they're literally being further brainwashed that America needs to go down the tubes and they need to have a jihad and that white people are inherently bad. It's so simple. Let's go to Carl in Kansas. Carl, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. The Middle East is a trap. It's quicksand. Everything that's happening is because the global financial empire, i.e. the petrodollar, is facing significant threats and facing collapse. So for decades, the countries that we've been in conflict with are not with the Bank of International Settlements, not with the IMF. Just look at General Wesley Clark's talk on the list of countries to invade. And he couldn't see it at the time. You know, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Yemen, Libya. So we had Afghanistan ended. Ukraine started trying to get Russia, NATO, in a World War III. Russia didn't go for it. Just as Ukraine peters out, you know, Israel gets attacked as a prelude to attack Iran, keep Bibi in power, banned Israel. But they need big U.S. support to take it to the next level. False flag attacks are incoming. They will be increasing, foreign and domestic. Bases and ships already getting hit. You know, they might not even need an order here in the U.S. So I would look out for attacks on women and children. And, you know, who would Jesus bomb? That's something to think about.
Carl, I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. In fact, when we archive this full show today to band out video, I'm going to put your call up front. Great points. You want to hold over? You got more points or you done?
Well, I joined the military.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm going to go to a quick break. Carl, come right back and let you finish up. Because that guy just did a lot better job than I do, just succinctly nailing it. He just hit a home run, a grand slam. That's a royal flush. He just nailed it. Carl, stay there. More calls right ahead. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out. It's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So Carl in Kansas held him over because I didn't want to cut him short. He's been in the military. I was going to make points on that. But yeah, they just used the Middle East as a place to dump trillions, and show up our troops while the globalists have been caught funding Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them, the Muslim Brotherhood. Obama publicly ran the Arab Spring, overthrowing our allies that were secular, putting Islamists in. I mean, there's a real alliance with the global left and radical Islam. And so that's why the right wing that wants to jump on hating Israel, you need to pull back a little bit. And I get not endorsing a lot of stuff Israel does and not fetishizing Israel. And when the Israel lobby says jump, you ask how high. I get all that. I mean, look at what the ADL tries to do to me constantly. I mean, I don't think they represent all the Jews. I'm trying to be really fair here and look at the facts. But what was your last point?
The last point was that, you know, I love America, so I joined the military to defend America. Well, I never defended America. I was defending an empire. And then I found out I'm really defending this globalist empire. So I think anybody thinking about, no matter what happens in the coming days, weeks, years ahead, anybody thinking about joining the military, just be aware of who you're fighting for and what you're not fighting for. So just go in with eyes wide open. And so,
well, that's right. When the Romans had an empire, they gave the troops land and money. And they actually had an empire of the Romans. And you could say, well, that was still conquest. And, you know, they were, quote, bad. But they brought medicine and food and science and aqueducts and culture to Western Europe. There really wasn't a big industrial culture till the Romans, who learned it from the Greeks and others, did that. So you could say the Romans were really a blessing in the final equation. I think that's probably fair to say. We wouldn't have civilization today without them. But the Romans were for the Romans. And you're right. This is not an American empire, which would be corrupt and wrong. The Chinese Communist Empire is Chinese. They're super racist. I'm not saying all Chinese are, but they're the most homogeneous group. Just look it up. They're the biggest group in the world. And they're like, for the Chinese, baby. And they'll tell you, we're superior, we're the best. And the Japanese, you know, think they are. So they're all, I mean, they hate each other way more than the KKK and black people hate each other. I mean, it is some hate. Some kind of hate we're talking about. Great point, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's move on now to Thor in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead. Am I making sense there or not making sense?
You're making great sense. Before I get to my point, you said the other day you have a kind of an issue praying out loud and in public. And I have the same thing. If you and I said the Lord's Prayer right now, I'd probably choke up halfway through it. I did a little research on that here a while back to find out why. And what I found out is that it's just from our deep sincerity for the Lord. When I pray by myself, I can say the Lord's Prayer and I don't cry and stuff and get upset and choked up. But I understood where you were coming from the other day. So,
well, I mean, it's the deepest thing in my life, deeper than my love of my children, which is the most powerful thing in my physical life, the third dimension. When I pray, I really reach out to God. I really feel God. And I don't even want to say, it's just such a private thing, and it's an awesome thing. And so, I mean, I'd liken it to having a bunch of people you don't know in the birthing room while your wife's having a baby. It's just so personal, but it's also important. God's told me we need to do it in public more. We need to pray in public.
Yeah, that's good. We should. We absolutely should. So on that note, then I'll say a prayer then. So here we go. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. So my point is this. No one, and you politicians that are listening, you listen up to what I got to say right now. All of you leaders that have power in our country right now, you need to stand up and say, stop. We need to back up, and we need to just take a look at what we've got going on here. You're putting our battleships at risk. There's a high liability that we could lose 7,000 to 10,000 to 12,000 men and women. That's a significant event that would shut the elections down. It seems like it's a staged thing. Now, the other thing is, we don't bomb Mexico or Venezuela or anywhere else for all these people that are pouring into our country right now. I mean, if we played by the rule books that they're trying to play by right now with the war nuclear and all, we'd buy all rights.
Let me interrupt you for a while, because I'm not good at writing notes. Remember to say it. You're so on target. I meant to make this point. And again, this isn't about demonizing any group. If I want to, I'll do it. I'll call it like it is, but it's about reality. By Israel's yardstick, saying that if they lose 1,500 people, then it's okay for them to kill 50,000 or whatever, may end up dead. It's up to like 5,000, 6,000 now. Well, then by that yardstick, we're getting 100,000 dead a year plus from fentanyl alone. So why aren't we bombing Mexico? Why aren't we bombing China? And I'm not saying bomb Mexico or China. But this idea that an evil attack is coming out of a country, so you bomb their people in general, is wrong. I said 2 weeks ago, why doesn't Israel, like Trump did, killing Soleimani, kill the leadership of Hamas, no matter where they live? I mean, because talk about collateral damage. I mean, if they knew these mullahs are where they're meeting in nearby countries are in a building, blow it up. But you kill the people that gave the orders. You don't just start bombings and they go, well, we did World War II. Yeah, folks, and most of the people that were involved in that, from Kurt Vonnegut to you name it, thought it was wrong later. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right on target. These people, you know, they all these politicians, John Kerry, all these people saying that, you know, that are for the depopulation, you know, if before that, kill yourself, man. Kill your family off. You know, if you people are wanting war, go lead, man. Lead from the front. Don't lead from your hidden somewhere, from a bunker. Lead from the front. You people are cowards, man. I'm calling every one of you out. You politicians need to stand up, and the ones that got the balls that are in our camp, stand up and say unite, man, and we're there.
I hear you, brother. Great points. Thank you. I've probably played this clip 100 times over the years, but cue it up again. It's from Russia with Love. You find an HD copy of it on YouTube now. They used to have bad copies. I think it's the first James Bond movie, but with Sean Connery. But regardless, there's the head of Spectre, and he calls in a British guy, an American guy, and a Russian guy, and they're basically a lady. And they're explaining, we're going to play all the sides off against each other and have a big war, and then we're going to be positioned to basically take over after it. Now, that was written by the deputy head of the OSS and later MI6. And they're telling you how this works in the movie, where you got the two Siamese fighting fish. One of them kills the other one, but now he's injured. Then Spectre comes in to get the injured one. That's what's going on. And the globalist, great job pulling up so fast, crew. The globalists are funding both or multiple sides of this. All right, let's go back to the calls. Monica in Texas, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call this afternoon.
Thank you.
I just wanted to start off and say I'm a born-again believer and have been saved for over 20 years, and I follow the Book of Revelation. I know it pretty well, and I can tell you this, that what's going on over there in Israel, all of that is prophetic. And this is no surprise to me. I believe that this is to be the sixth trumpet war. We will be in a war with an army of over 2 million people. And when you think about it, what army, what nation, what country can fulfill 2 million people as far as being soldiers?
Well, only China can put a real army that big together. Or if it's an Islamic army, they can do it.
That's it. And that's it. It's Islam. It is an Islamic military. You know, and if in your own time, go ahead and read into chapter 9, the whole chapter in the Book of Revelations, and it tells you where it's starting. It's starting in the Euphrates area, which is Iran, Iraq. It's all Islamic.
Well, I know the Bible says it's going to happen, but I mean, look at how our own government has brought in these Muslim armies into our countries.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My 6.5-year-old and literally being confronted, because she's very smart and very articulate, with what she's being told out there at even camps and things by these cults. And it came out in the news, the lawyers tell them how to keep it secret. This is a cult telling her, people brainwashing the whole, that they're white people are bad. I mean, think of what we put up with. This is, so now I'm going to have to explain it all to her. And she doesn't, her innocence is going to be ruined, but it's better than her being taught she's bad. So these people have really done something nasty. Shame on the ADL. Shame on the Southern Poverty Law Center. Shame on the CIA. Shame on the Carnegie Endowment. Shame on the academics. You, the left, are evil. But I mean, they want to cut our children's genitals off, a little girl's breast off. Of course, they want to maim our children. They want to scar them. Man, they're evil.
Yeah, that's right. And your natural inclination is to shelter your children. You've shown a couple pictures of your daughter on the show before, and she's got those eyes, those bright eyes, where you can just see right into them. And my daughter, I think, has the same. She's very intelligent. She picks up on this stuff. So I want her to take it from me and not, you know, be told about these things for the first time from her.
Well, that's the thing. When they're so innocent, I mean, their eyes just glow with love, and she cares about everybody, and she doesn't think anything about other people that are other colors, and now the left is making sure it's all racial. The left is making sure to inject that on her and then turn around and tell her she's bad when they're the ones doing it. Oh, they're evil, man. They are bad, bad, bad.
And if I could just make one more point, I think, because I'm pretty new. I kind of woke up around, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, learning about 9/11, And but you've kind of helped me really understand. I used to be really angry with America and think America was this empire. And yeah, maybe some, you know, people are racist. And I bought all of it because I have a public school education. I never learned any real American history, who these men were, who started all, risked everything to start this, to give it to us.
Well, I want to hear your take on America, but let me just interject and say it. We were the best house in a bad neighborhood. Our ideas changed the world and became the example, and we actually did a lot of what we said we'd do, so then they can point at where we fell, but we were the first, along with England, to really turn all this around and build a pro-human civilization. That's why we're a threat to the globalists. They want to get rid of the pro-human civilization and build the post-industrial world. And to do that, they've got to blow up the Renaissance.
Absolutely. Learning who these men were, like I said, what they risked, what they laid on the line, everything, their fortunes, their very lives, to present this to the world this way, this system, our system, and these people have taken it. And they wield it, and they use it against us, and they hide behind it when it works for them, and then they use it against all of us, like we see.
That's
right
now. Really good point. They hide behind the protections, and the globalists, they get the protections, but we don't.
Right. They're like little brothers. They run out, they get a shot in, and they run back, and they hide. And it's the history. Was my point. You and guys like Bannon and Sobic, I've kind of come to learn about over the last couple of years. Present that really well, the history of America and the world too, and where we've come from, to understand where we're trying to go. Most people, I don't mean to disparage people, but are kind of unsophisticated in their thinking, and they just take everything at face value, what they're told, and then they just move on. And these are the things that stick in their minds. America's an empire. America's racist. America's a bully. America just sticks their nose in everywhere.
But what America really is asleep at the switch, hijacked by globalists. So, yeah, we are guilty for a lot of the evil, but the average American was not involved in putting Mao Zedong into power when the CIA did in 49. No, the same criminals that did that are the same criminals that protected 30,000 Nazis and brought them here at the end of World War II. It is a criminal group, and they've handed power down to the next generation, and now we have a captured Justice Department, all of it. We have a hijacked nation. And, yes, it's our fault if we don't take it back, but we're not the authors of it. We're not premeditatedly trying to be evil. The globalists are. Thank you so much, Aaron. Let's talk to Brooke in Mass. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones.
Welcome.
Good to talk to you. So I think it's very telling that I've been going through it to get some of this information out in regards to what's been happening around me in Lowell, Massachusetts. There has been a large amount of increased aerial activity. What I mean by that is drone surveillance, typically three at a time. And there's a group on Facebook. It's actually called Helicopters Over Lowell. And then there's another group, and it's called WTF Was That Noise Lowell. Both of them are highlighting an increased activity of helicopters above. I've seen three flying in formation at one time. Also, with that late night, there is often aerial sounds above. Obviously, I can't see them, but there's very loud, unaccounted for booms, and nobody.
Yeah, there's probably military training going on.
We have no police. The only police we are hiring are armed animal control officers on Indeed, which is very telling. And there was a brawl of six unarmed men this past weekend in Lowell, a city, the closest city to Boston, and they were unable to arrest six unarmed men. They had to call in outside police officers. That is very, very alarming with what's going on in our country.
No, you're right. They've encouraged lawlessness, and just all I can say is thank God for the Second Amendment, because if it wasn't for the Second Amendment, this country would already be gone. Thank you so much for your call. The reason I covered black helicopters back in the mid-90s was they'd come in, they'd lease a building, they'd blow it up at 3 a.m., Delta Force would, another military. We'd cover it, and the news would say, didn't happen, you're insane. And we just went, this is an example of media and government lying. So we started getting footage of it and showing it. We weren't against the military doing drills or whatever, but it was all part of a larger desensitization campaign. The military was doing training, but the covering it up was a psyop, because Bill Clinton was thinking about trying to set up martial law, and they had him trained to take over the Texas Capitol, you name it, in case governors said no. So it was martial law training. But the military thought they were just doing hostage rescue stuff, and so they were compartmentalized. So that shows how these manipulations happen. All right, we're going to go to calls here in a minute. We got Larry, and then we've got all these other callers like Trace and others we're going to be getting to here in just a few minutes. And then we have a special guest who really is an amazing person joining us. Alec Rosen is one of the premier pedo hunters, and he's got some amazing new bust he's done. We're going to be showing you clips of just to show the true underbelly of this satanic system. And how the globalists use children as their currency. That is all coming up here in just a few minutes. And then I'll continue hosting a little bit in the next fourth hour, but we will get to everybody here on the board one way or another. Please remember, and when I say this, it's 100% the truth. You've seen thousands of headlines, every newspaper, TV stations everywhere, Alex Jones is loses bankruptcy. We never expected in bankruptcy to have the judge nix out the, quote, liability from these ridiculous kangaroo court rigged juries where the judge told them we were guilty verdicts. We're on appeal, and that'll take at least 3 years in the federal courts. We did the bankruptcy because we were out of money, and we also wanted to then let the court see that we didn't have all these hundreds of millions that they were lying about. And I didn't know the other side had believed that or not. Now we know that they admit they know it was never true. They just said that. So, like I told you a year ago, we declared bankruptcy. We'll still be here if you support us. But if you hear all this and think, oh, the show's gone, you know, they say he lost, they announced that to make you give up. We'll be on air here, worst case scenario, another year, mid scenario, 3 years, and if we figure out a way to settle with these crazies, the Democratic Party thinks running it forever. But 3 years in this universe is a lifetime, and I can always do shows other places, but I don't want to shut down this infrastructure or this crew. But, I mean, if they do that and are able to manipulate things to do it, it'll be a Pyrrhic victory for them. In fact, in ways, it's a great crew, great operation, but it's pretty big compared to what I could be doing, and I could be a lot leaner and a lot meaner. I'll just leave it at that. But I'm not a quitter, so I'll just keep giving them the fight. But let me tell you how much, since they had to admit it in court last week, you know how much the three Democratic law firms have spent the last 12 months in bankruptcy trying to shut us down? $19.7 million. You know how much we've spent fighting them? $2 million. And I'm totally maxed out. The court makes me pay for a part of it. So that's where this is. So $2 million against their $19 million, folks. That's David versus Goliath, and it's just insane. So there's all these multi-tracks and appeals, and they've got another show trial for Sandy Hook coming up in Texas here in a few months. Oh, it'll be all over the news again. And we just don't give up, so we just get stronger. But that means you don't give up. So go get InfoWars Platinum. Incredible products. HH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, they're amazing. We've had to extend the sale because they're doing about to update the shopping cart on Wednesday. So I don't just keep saying, hey, it's extended. It really is extended because we don't have new specials. You know, we're about to sell out of DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus. And it's up to 60% off for InfoWars. Great nootropic. Brain Force Plus. All at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's the last days on the Brain Force Plus and on the Real Red Pill Plus and the DNA Force Plus. And there's Body's Ultimate Turmeric. We're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. They're all available. They're incredible, game-changing products that keep us on air. Please go get some today and try it. Or if you tried it before and liked it, reorder. You get double Patriot points. I mean, there's so much more. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.